Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip. Sorry, I'm struggling to speak. On Monday, the 15th of April, I will cover that debacle golf tournament tomorrow when I've got a bit more time. All I will say to you is, if you get a chance to watch it back and you want to see what a club championship it was, watch where Molinari and Finau dropped their balls on 12. When they both hit it in the water, just look where they take their drops. No strict rules of golf. Goldfinger, it's flipping, just drop it wherever you like and play from wherever you like, wherever gives you the best angle. Absolute shit show of a tournament for the rules, because it's run by people with green blazers, like a club championship. Do what you want, but we'll cover the whole thing tomorrow. There's lots to be said, obviously. Lots of people abusing me, which is fair. It's fair. I put my neck out there. I'm not one to shy away. I'm just going to stand here and take it. But we'll cover all that tomorrow. Quite amusing on Twitter. Obviously, people waiting for my predictions. Ed Yu, men's high bar, son, easy. Set me something that I'm not an expert in. Kohai Ichimura, or Uchimura, as the Japanese like to call him. He will be winning the men's high bar in 2020. Get your money on now. Today, I'm travelling back home in the morning from this ongoing birthday fest. The birthday is actually today, and we're out to dinner tonight, and then I'll be in the car tomorrow morning. But everything will be done as normal. I think there's a few midweek fixtures. So just a couple of football trades for you for today. I just need to get some prices up. Bear with me. Just going to click on the old Betfair. I've only got one screen down here, so it's a little bit harder. In the Atalanta versus Empoli game. Goals expected in this game, but if it gets to 0-0 on 30 minutes, I will start drip laying under 0.5 first half goals, and then if that wins, I'm done. If it does get to 0-0 at half time, then I will move into the 1.5 market and back over 1.5 goals in that game. So that's at Atalanta versus Empoli at 7:30. If it's 0-0 on 30 minutes, then I will look to lay under 0.5 first half goals. Trade I've had many times on the podcast. And if it then stays 0-0 and I lose that bet, then I will move into the 1.5 market at half time. And in the 3.5 trade in the Dutch Eerste Division, Jong Ajax Amsterdam versus Go Ahead Eagles, laying over 3.5 goals at 2.06, and then looking to trade that 25-30% profit for that one. I wouldn't go higher than that, so 2.06 laying it and then looking to back it in play for a 25-30% profit on your stake. That's it. Obviously, Liverpool beat Chelsea yesterday. I watched on my iPad for a bit of it until Salah started doing the flipping Swan Lake all over the floor in the penalty box, and that was me done. And for people who moan about VAR, that's what it all cut out. All this diving, all this flipping nonsense of arms around people in the penalty box at corners. From what I understand, Liverpool ran out worthy winners, and fair play, no problem with that. And he's a good player, Salah, but he has got the old propensity to put the old diving boots on. So I actually think Liverpool will win their last four games, and it's a matter of whether City can win all theirs. And City obviously have to play the mighty Spurs and Man United, and if they win both those, then they will become champions, I'm of no doubt. But interesting week with obviously City. We've got them in the Champions League this week, and then got them in the league. Tottenham seem to be better without Harry Kane at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see what happens over this next week. I'm of the view if they beat Spurs, then they'll go ahead and beat United, but it's going to be an interesting finish. But Liverpool fans, I do think you will win your last four fixtures, and as you know, my sports predictions are of a different level at the moment. Anyway, have a good Monday. I'm sure we're going to have a nice Monday. It's actually beautiful weather down here, and I will be in the car tomorrow back home, so I'll be back to normal from sort of Wednesday, Thursday onwards. Got a ton of email to catch up, then obviously the football weekend, so it may take me a week or so to get fully back to normal when you have a few days away, but I will be all business as usual, be a podcasting tomorrow, and it'll be a bit later tomorrow, and I will cover this golf debacle. Talk about future job opportunities for me. Thank you for the suggestions. Been quite amusing, I have to say. So have a great Monday, and I will be back in the morning.